welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's December 12th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how's it going this week?
Good. Yeah, we had a game this weekend.
We did. Squeaked at a narrow victory.
Yeah. I need to up my speed.
I blame you, Rust.
Yeah.
Because you had me scared at one point.
You too, I must say. I think our lists are well paired.
Yeah, that was a good game. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we got some neat stuff this week.
Yes.
It's a fairly short list, only 12 items, so I guess we'll get into it.
Yeah, and just for people to know, this will be the, not the last one, but the before last.
The second to last episode before our Christmas break.
Yeah, second to last episode before the Christmas break. So, if you're tired of hearing us, you only have two other shows to listen to.
Well, two including this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should try to get a whole crew together cast. Maybe one that I can actually edit and make sense out of. and so we can release it. Because that's depressing. I can't believe we've had two episodes this year that's never released because the audio is so poopy. Though I think I'm going to release the second half of that last episode we recorded by itself. Just as like our thoughts on 3D printing.
We can just record just the two of us a small. And that should all be outside of the new show.
Yeah, you know.
But we should just record a small intro. And as you mentioned, release the rest.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to think of our listeners as our friends, Antoine. So, you know, I'm openly discussing this like we're the group of friends.
Oh, for sure.
There we go. All right. So now on to the news. New releases. So first up this week, we have Chimera Models. Oh, boy. I looked at this and I didn't realize it was going to be hard to pronounce. the Hashomer, Liumbra, and Rubina.
Yeah. I think you have it. Pretty on the spot there.
Yeah. That first one, the Hashomer, it looked like it was not like I was... I kept reading it, and I kept thinking I was reading it wrong. Anyway, so let's look at these.
Those are three full-size models, so a complete model. I don't have the scale, contrary to usually.
They look fairly... Fairly large. Yeah. I mean, it's possible they're 32 mil, but I don't know. Looking at the detail level on them, I would think they're a larger sculpt.
Yeah, for sure. Looking at them, it doesn't make sense for them to be that small.
50 or 75 mil, I would guess. Gorgeous, gorgeous models. I really like the Rubina.
So they are 75 mil scale.
That makes sense.
Liumbra and Hashomer. The Hashomer.
Yeah.
And for the last one, Rubina, she is... Trilling audio. Really. 75 mil also. So, Rubina, she is kind of a pin-up queen of art.
Yeah, I mean, she's pin-up, but she's fully covered pin-up at least.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got more covered than most female superheroes nowadays, so it's not so bad.
That's true.
But I think she's a really interesting looking model. There seems to be lots of different textures on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like I like the way she looks on the little heart base, the heart-shaped base. I think that's pretty cool. Liumbra and Hashomer, I mean, they're also really cool looking. I don't exactly know
what they are.
What they are?
Me neither.
I mean that I'm assuming the Hashomer is the big.
Yeah, it's a big beast. One. Yeah.
And it is freaky looking.
Those two you can get alone or you can get them as a bundle and they're based kind of interlock. So if you want them as a duo, you can.
A cool display piece.
Yeah.
And whoever painted this did an amazing job.
It's a Kirill.
Oh, Kirill. Okay, yeah. Never mind. Yeah, that explains everything. If anyone doesn't know who Kirill is, You can go look at his Crystal Brush winning entry from 2 years ago, where he did the Space Marine that was based off a Daniel Craig action figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy. Anyway, yeah, Kirill's an amazing painter. These are really super nice sculpts. Where do they come in at price point-wise? Do we have that info?
Yes, it's on the... That is in the first post I shared. Okay.
All right, so...
You can have the Ashomer at 75 euro or Eliumbra at 52 euros. And you can also get them together as a bundle for only 100 euros. So you save like 27 bucks, something like that.
Yeah, 27 euros. Yeah,
yeah, euros, so seven more. And Rubina is 52 also, like Eliumbra.
Yeah. And I mean, 75 euros for a model sounds expensive, but considering the size of this guy...
Yeah.
He's a huge model.
No, it's 75 mils scale for human model, but that one is towering over the human,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, and he's like 3 or 4 times as wide because of his pose. So.
And he's all hunched over, right? So he'd be even bigger. Like, he's a huge model. So it's very cool. Very, very cool. All right. Next up, Skullforge Scenics, the Town Well.
So this is a small terrain piece of a well that's a bit run down. Is that the right word?
Yep.
Yeah. So it has seen some weather. It's missing some roof tile, but it's just a small piece of a stone well with a small roof and the bucket and the
winch.
The winch, yeah, winch to use it. So
yep. For $24 Canadian, cool little accessory piece for a table. I think that's a really nice little well, and it'd be a good size for a guild ball.
Yeah, I think so. For good, do a good barrier.
Yep, that is really, really nice. He makes a lot of nice stuff. The graveyard sets, the little mausoleum stuff, all kinds of cool stuff from the Skullforge Scenics.
Mm-hmm.
His combat gauge.
Yeah, the one we talked last. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. At least this time I remembered who he was. Last time I was like, who is this guy? Like, oh, wait, we've talked about all these things before. Anyway, moving on. Norma Miniatures. Sacred Reliquary.
So, if you don't want to have to look at the picture and you know the old Warhammer Fantasy line, it's almost the equivalent of a Grail Reliquary from the Bretonnian, but in the Norma Miniatures style. So you have four bearer with the throne with the dead knight on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a proxy model.
Yeah, no doubt. It's very nice. The friars or whoever are carrying them look pretty cool. I think some of the faces look a bit simple on them, but overall, I think for a wargaming model, it would be a very, very nice piece. And for its size, its price is pretty affordable.
Yes.
22 euros for essentially 4 28mm models plus the... I can't remember what that's called, but the throne they're bearing plus the corpse on it with the little accessory bits. Oh, that's a good value.
Yeah.
You know, if you're paying 9th Age or whatever and playing Bretonnians or whatever they're called in 9th Age. Very cool. All right. Next up. Scale 75. Jinx the Scoundrel.
Jinx or Jinz?
I think it's... Maybe.
Would you pronounce it with a Z? It's a Z, but it could be pronounced Jinx.
I don't know. I think it's supposed to be a clever play on... But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's Jinz. That... I'm going to call it Jinx. You can call it whatever the heck you want, okay?
Fine. So, what this is a 75-meter resin model of, a goblin bomber.
Yep.
A mad goblin throwing bombs and dynamic packs, during a bang there.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say he's, like, steampunk style?
Yeah, steampunk style. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, he's got his...
With the small goggles and the belts and
stuff. He's got a little pouch of dynamite, and he's got a dynamite bomb in his hand he's throwing. He's got a little barrel full of other bombs, the right next to him that's open. And it's like he's winding up for the pitch, right?
Yes.
He's got a lot of character, really cool looking model from Scale 75. Again, highly detailed.
And a good price.
Yeah, well, don't forget, he's 75 mil scale, but he's a goblin.
Yeah, so he's pretty smaller, but still.
Yeah, so 29 euros seems pretty reasonable. And, you know, Scale 75 makes a lot of good stuff. And you can always combine with some paints or other models from them to
make it all shipping easier.
No, we're not sponsored by Scale 75, and I'm not trying to, you know, increase their sales. All right. Trollforge miniatures, new releases.
So they have multiple new releases. So there's a unit of goblins, an individual dwarf warrior with a spear, a dwarf wizard, and a dwarf slayer, or dwarf berserker, maybe, depending on how you want to call it.
Yeah, I think slayer is a GW term.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, they call it a berserker. Or, no, that one is called a dwarf mercenary.
I think all the slayers are mercenaries now in Age of Sigmar, so.
Yeah.
Cool models. Not very expensive.
No, they're simple models, but nicely sculpted.
I mean, $5 to $7 US per model. It's kind of hard to go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, definitely if you like dwarves or goblins, worth taking a look at. All right. Next in line, Siren Miniatures, Idan.
So this is a Risen Knight?
He's like a knight meets Star-Lord. That's the best way I could see.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the way his mask is.
Final Fantasy kind of style, yeah. That pseudo-futurist.
Well, a lot of their stuff is in that style, right? But definitely Final Fantasy.
It fits looking. With the rest of their line. But that makes me think of Anima Tactics, which is exactly inspired by Final Fantasy. So I can see why they have that style.
Yep.
It's a nice model with the a fighting pose.
Yeah, 32 mil. So standard game size. Good price too, 1350 euros. That seems pretty reasonable for a resin 32 mil model.
Mm-hmm.
That would put it at how many Canadian dollars? Before I screw this up again, I'll just ask you.
That's probably about 18.
Yeah, which makes sense.
I'm going 20. So I was $2 off.
Still makes sense for a resin model. Yeah. But very nicely done. And, you know, if you're going to look at this model, it's worth taking a look at the other stuff on their page, because they have some interesting sculpts.
Yes.
And their aesthetic, I mean, who doesn't like Final Fantasy? I mean, really. All right. Next up, Victoria Miniatures, Brulian Beast Guard 10-Man Squad.
So this is another standard Guardman squad release for Victoria Miniatures. And so you get all the pieces all separate, and you can build your squad as you want. So you get separate heads, legs, torsos, accessories, guns, everything you need to build a 10-man squad, and you can fully customize them.
Yeah, so and you
those
get
those are beastmen with the hooved legs.
Yep. So and they get their carapace armor, and you get to pick your weapon sprue when you order it. So you get your choice.
Depending if you want a las gun, auto gun, you can pick your special weapon. Yeah.
So you can use them as, oh goodness, what are those things called? The halflings, what are they called? Rattlings.
Rattlings, yeah.
You can use them as rattling snipers or something. Very cool. And $50 for a squad of 10 US. That's
for
not
a
bad
resin
price.
Miniature, that's a good price.
Well, for, you know, multi-part resin, all this stuff.
Comes to about $5 a piece,
comes to exactly $5 a piece, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
About $5 a piece. Sorry, I find that amusing.
It was $49.99 while doing the...
And there's 10 of them, yeah.
Doing the math, yeah, it's one-tenth of a cent off. Yeah. The about was not necessary.
Yeah. All right. Now that you've derailed me, I was doing so well, too. All right, so last in the non-Kickstarter news, we have Carol Ruddick art, Garo.
Garo is a vampire bust. It's a pretty simple one, though. We've seen some vampire busts released recently by other companies, but they were all really highly detailed with armor and stuff. This one is bare-chested, so you just have the chest waist up with the vampire face. That is extremely worked on, but there's no armor or stuff like that. So.
Very classic Nosferatu.
It's pretty big. It's 1/10 scale, so just the bust is 90 millimeter.
Yeah, that's a big piece. I mean, it's based off art, right? So I guess they, you know, there's only so much they can do. They can't improvise.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So this one is on pre-order, and it's really, it's the first deliveries are scheduled at the end of January. So, and while it's on pre-order, you get 10 heroes off.
This thing is scary looking.
Yes, it is.
It's got no eyes. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
It's got no eyeballs. They're just kind of like fleshed over sockets. It's like it tracks you by scent or something in hearing.
Yeah. It smells your blood.
Yeah, exactly. He's not friendly looking.
Oh, no.
So how much did you say he was?
He's 45 euros right now. So you get 10 euros off during the pre-order. It will be 55 once the pre-order ends.
And the pre-order ends the 25th of January.
Exactly.
So you've got some time. All right. So that takes us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. Only four items here. And first up, Il Nano Nefesto Miniatures Workshop, Santa Chaos, Magnetic Modular Miniatures Fantasy Football.
So this is a proxy team for Blood Bowl with a strange team. So you get your big mutants, which are like kind of your Chaos Warrior probably, which are bigger models, but they are all magnetizable. So you get the magnet holes already, and you can mix their mutation. So depending on what kind of tails, arm, you want. You have your smaller, what they call the elf-dressed satyrs, so your small runners, which would be, I don't know, like the beastmen in the team, I think the Chaos team. And lastly, the big piece, which is Rudnolf, the reindeer minotaur.
And yeah, these things are awesome.
And they're all kind of cartoony, so don't expect something serious, especially with the Santa Chaos name. But
yeah, and there's like a bad Santa medic as well. It comes with the Kickstarter. A lot of cool stuff. I don't even know where to start. And the artwork is all cool for it too. Like, they did a good job on this.
Yes,
I really like it. And so what are we looking at here? The basic team is 69 euros, and that's it. So that's 16 players plus the mentor. No, it's the full team. For 69 euros. And after that, you have expansions where you get like a pitch, a themed pitch.
Yeah, snow pitch.
And then one would like all the extras as well for 139 euros. That's pretty crazy. Yeah, I like this for the style. Not necessarily because I have any interest in Blood Bowl, but I think this is pretty cool looking. All right, so what's the number? So they were looking for... They were looking for 3,000 euros, and they currently have 21,000. They currently have 2,108 euros with 23 days left to go. Sorry, I'm just going to screw everything up. So if they hit their funding goal, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. All right, next up. Let's see. Mackie Games. Fantasy Football, Chaos, and Blood Demons teams. Wow, yep. How original.
We're on a Blood Bowl proxy series. So those are less funny, more serious. So yeah, you get, it's like Chaos Marauders with, I like the elements. They're pretty different.
I like the look.
Yeah. And what looks like bloodletters without swords.
Very true. Actually, they look better than Bloodletters, let's be honest.
Yeah, but and the general the shape.
I like the look of the Marauders.
Yeah, they look
almost
really
gladiatorial,
good.
Right? Yep, as opposed absolutely. To like big, you know, horned, helmeted guys. So I really like these. Though there's that one that looks like he's supposed to be kicking a ball, but from the angle they've got the picture of, it looks like he's dancing. Looks like he's like line dancing, like the can-can or something. I don't know.
Yes, yes, I see that. And there's also a last model, which is our big guy, which is the Bloodthirsty Beast, which is not a bloodthirster, but a small one, though, to fit on a Blood Bowl pitch. So.
And it looks kind of like a classic bloodthirster, like the way the head is down low and the head's kind of like in the middle of the torso type thing.
Yeah.
Because the shoulders are kind of over the top.
Almost look a bit like the pose and size, the HeroQuest gargoyle.
Yeah, I can see that. That was nice. They have some pictures. Not only do they have renders, but they have, if you go further down, they've got pictures of the painted models,
which is everything nice. Painted. Yeah.
And they also have a size comparison to the actual Blood Bowl miniatures. So they're very, very in scale with the rest of the official lineup. So, no, that's quite nice. Okay, let's look at the numbers here. So, full team in resin. Wait, how many? Yeah, that looks like full team, 16 players. Either way, 50 euros. So not bad. A bit cheaper than the last one we talked about, I believe.
Oh, so we mentioned only those guys. There's a complete second team, which are the Chaos Chosen.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I noticed down below there's some guys in purple armor that seem to be different.
Yeah, so those are Beastmen and Chaos Blockers. So a bit more heavily armored and no demons. And their big guy is a Minotaur.
Yeah, and that's a little bit more expensive at 70 euros because it's in metal.
No, it's the same price. Both are available either in resin at 50 or metal at 70.
Interesting. Oh, I see. Sorry. Yeah, that's the way the Kickstarter is formatted. I see. Would you choose metal over resin?
Some people, because they're too light
and insane?
They break more.
That's true. That's true. Resin's more fragile.
Yeah, especially with Blood Bowl, what you put the model on their side a lot.
Yeah, but they chip so much tokens.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
I don't know. Yeah. I think I would just put a token on the thing saying it was knocked down. Leave it that. But that's just me. That's my War Machine talking, I guess.
And the models are all not bulky, but they don't look frail. So
yeah,
I think breaking resin will be a big problem for them. Except maybe the wing demon. But the rest, they would be fine.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, so let's look at the numbers. So they were looking for 3,000 euros as well. And they are currently at 3,601 euros. So they have completely funded. They have 11 days left to go. And barring something crazy and unforeseen, this Kickstarter will complete on December 22nd, 2017. Next up, Dream Pod 9, Heavy Gear Blitz, Plastic Peace River, New Coal, and Utopia Minis.
The title is pretty descriptive. So this is a second Kickstarter for the plastic line for Heavy Gear. So the first one was for the North and South, the two
primary factions.
Yeah, primary factions.
And the original factions.
Yeah, the originals. And now you have three of the not sub factions, but a smaller faction in the game. And they are funding the new plastic wrist cults of all the minis for those three factions.
Yeah, have you ever seen any of the plastic miniatures for Heavy Gear?
No, I have not seen them. I didn't play for the first one, so. And the game is not played that much where we play, so.
Yeah.
But I would like to see them.
Yeah, I'm curious. We should talk to Dave.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he can arrange to get us one to look at as a sample.
We
can
talk about maybe it on the show. A sample for the South and the North, maybe just to see the minis.
Yeah.
I wonder if the scale is similar to the metal ones that we have already.
I think so. I think it's in scale.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they went out, but I don't know if they kept the exact same though.
Oh, it's possible. Different materials. You may have to change the shape somewhat or bulk things out. That's very possible.
And the detail level. I don't know.
Yeah. I can tell you the plastic ones can't be worse to assemble. Because the metals are...
Assembly-wise, I agree. It's just detail-wise, I'm not sure.
I have a whole Nucol army in a box somewhere that has never been touched because the person who bought it gave it to me.
Wow.
Because the packaging opened in transit. Mm. So all the bits got mixed. So, yeah, he's like, yeah, I can't. So, yeah, all that to say, new plastic models. They look cool. I guess a couple shots of the renders. Do we have, let's look at the numbers here. So, it looks like $70 for an army box.
$70 Canadian. For the Peace River one.
Or the Nucol.
Yeah.
And then they've got some more advanced pledges. But, I mean, for $70, what do you get? You get a patch that says you backed the Kickstarter, which is kind of cute. For eight... 12 miniatures. Yeah, 12 gears. Plus any unlocked stretch goals.
That's pretty
anywhere in the world. So that seems like pretty decent for $70 Canadian.
Yeah.
Hard to go wrong. And Heavy Gear has always been a good game. I haven't tried the latest revision of the current rules. But the game was always really detailed, really neat idea. It was just kind of expensive and wasn't widespread. So hopefully this goes well and the game grows a bit. Because it'd be nice to see a local company do something, and grow and become something awesome.
Yes.
All right. So let's look at the numbers. So they were looking for $50,000 Canadian. And they are currently at $29,756 with 26 days left to go. So if they hit their target, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on January 6, 2018. And that takes us to the last item on this week's list, which is Elderforge. Elderforge Tier 1.
So this is a small section of four resin minis. They are a limited edition and of all kind of different, four different teams. You get the Cursed Rose, which is the bust of a anthropomorphic roses.
Yep.
Yeah, and carrying a rose in her hand too. She's a strange model.
It makes me think very Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like the kind of twisted, weird look to her.
Mm-hmm. The second model is a centaur, which you can get with his helmet or not. He has kind of a...
like a legionnaire helmet.
Yeah, or Greek plight helmet, something like that.
Oh, yeah, I guess more like a Greek helmet, you're right.
The fourth model is Magic the Flame, which is the... like the female spirit rendition of what you could call magic. And the last one is Mooney the Silver Knight. So... four completely different models, really detailed, all four of them.
Really unique sculpts.
Yes.
They're all very different looking. And that's really all we can say. Like, people, you have to come and take a look at these. A centaur is a centaur, so you understand what that is. But the other models, looking at them, will really let you know, like, what we mean. They're very different. I really quite like Magic. I think she's a very interesting looking sculpt.
Yeah,
that's my favorite. And I can see a quality painter doing some really neat stuff with her.
Yep.
The knight is a very interesting knight piece. It kind of makes me think Rackham style for the knight.
Yes, yes. That's a good way to describe it.
Showing our age, because you actually know what Rackham is, and so do I. None of the young whippersnappers listen to the show will have any idea what I'm talking about. Okay, so let's look at the numbers here. Okay, so they were looking for 900 euros, and they're currently at 1,025 euros of their goal. So they've fully funded with 51 days to go.
That's a long Kickstarter for just four minis.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't backfire for them.
Yeah.
Over the Christmas period, like, people could back down. Who knows?
Yeah. Actually, we didn't talk about the individual items prices, my bad. So, the Silver Knight is 25 euros.
The same cursed, for the Rose.
Cursed Rose is 25. And then only 35 euros for Magic or for the...
the Centaur.
The Centaur.
Yeah.
And then there's combo pledges, like, Rose plus Mooney is 50 euros. So, some interesting price points.
So you don't solve anything.
Oh yeah, you don't
save anything. You save on shipping or something like that.
Oh, that's really cool. The
that's probably to save on having to do
a backer kit.
A backer kit. Yeah, and pay adding them. The different pledges.
Yeah, no. I really like that magic model. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and hopefully, like we said, that doesn't backfire on them for going so long. People don't decide to put their money elsewhere. But it's not a huge investment, so...
No, for sure.
Starting
before Christmas and finishing a lot after. Yeah. So, with the Christmas bills coming in.
But we're talking about something that's, you know, $50 Canadian, right? It's not...
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, it's not like backing, say, I don't know, a $200 board game or something, right? Mm-hmm.
No, for sure.
Yeah, so I guess that's it for this week. Some interesting picks there. Antoine, thanks very much for doing the research, as always.
Thanks for recording with me.
Oh, always a pleasure. And I guess I will see you next week.
Yes. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Rolling Dice and Taking Names, a podcast by guys who have a passion for tabletop games and happen to have mics. They discuss all forms of tabletop gaming, from board games to miniatures to RPGs. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.